I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anything can happen, and anything will happen. I'm getting cussed out. That's fine. Cuss me out all you want. You're cussing me out for telling you the truth. That's all. I don't like telling you guys the truth. I would much rather lie to you. He's going to play. You know, well, I'll tell you this. That's why you keep four quarterbacks, because then you could bring on a fifth quarterback. One of the other ones got to be healthy. And you could always just simply say, no matter what week it is, I thought quarterback X gives us a better chance to win these games than him. It's the only way you can do it. Because what other way do you have out of it? If he's healthy enough to go, you retweeted his quarterback coach last week. How he's ready. He's going to be ready to go. And this is a guy fighting for his career. Yeah. I mean, once it's done with Cleveland, I don't know who's going to pick him up. Maybe some team will think like, you know what? Time's passed. What's done is done. Settlements, this, that, and the other. Maybe they'll do it, but they probably won't. This is, where did you get this from,
Tony? Quincy Avery was on Bomani Jones'
podcast. All right,
here you go. As you work with Deshaun Watson, is there any chance we see him this year?
Now, will he be healthy enough to play at one point this year? Definitely. What the Cleveland Browns decide to do with him when he is healthy enough to, that's up to them. But I think we've actually been throwing a good bit. We just started throwing. So I think that he'll be ready pretty quickly here. I think quicker than a lot of people expect.
Okay, so that one sentence in the middle of there, what they do with him once he's healthy, that's up to them. See, that's the key. Because, guys, we'd have no reason to have this conversation if guys weren't dropping like flies in that quarterback room. Now guys are dropping like flies in that quarterback room. I got three guys who have injuries now out of five, and that's adding Tyler Huntley. Three out of five is bad. The other guy, you're trying to make sure he's healthy for the season to start. So if you don't think that the season's going to go very well, like, yeah, there's definitely a chance. I don't do this to get cussed out on social media. I don't do this to upset you guys. I don't want to upset you guys. You guys have known me for a long time, but I have to tell you the truth, and I'm not trying to be mean-spirited about it. I'm just telling you what it is. And I saw a bunch of people, they go, Kenny, if they play him, I ain't watching. That is well within your right to do, but it is well within his right as an employable NFL football player to come back and be healthy and be ready. It's well within his right to do it. And it would, I don't know how well he'd do. I don't think he'd do very well. I think he was running into sacks last year. He was seeing ghosts last year. We did that whole thing last year. But going into this year, the only thing, and that's the key, what Quincy Avery just said, like, what would they do with him? Well, okay, if you had Dylan Gabriel ahead of him at that time, you could always say, I think Dylan Gabriel gives us a better chance to win. If you have Shedeur Sanders ahead of him at that time, Shedeur Sanders gives us a better chance to win. That's all Kevin would have to say. And it's Kevin's belief, and he's the head coach of the football team, and damn it, he makes the decision. That gets rid of any of the... Because there's weird hoops they got to jump through because of this contract, guys. Like, I don't know if he wants to be here. I don't know if he wants to be with the club, but he seems to be a good teammate and all those things. So fine, let's leave it at that, because that's what the contract stipulates. He's not doing any actions that are detrimental to the team. So the team has to be in good standing with him because he's got a players union behind him. I know that the players union right now looks pretty nice, or crazy is a nice way to put it, but he does have a players union behind him. You can't deny him the opportunity to work if he's healthy enough to work. And I don't know what cutting him does. I don't know what that is. Again, it's a post June 1st, more than likely.
Yeah, we have
next year.
We have some people tweeting us like crazy. Said the Browns aren't going to play him and risk all the insurance money. It's like he's not. The Browns are not
getting a video.
Yeah, they're not getting any cap relief or any of that stuff. If the guy is able to play, you don't get to keep guys out of games.
But then
be able to cash in on an insurance policy, especially when their quarterback coach is saying he's healthy to play.
There is a caveat,
because then you look bad. It looks like you're manipulating contracts. And you're manipulating the salary cap, and you're manipulating insurance policies, and the league is not going to allow that at all.
Now, record this for later on, because he could always say, you know, I've suffered a bit of a setback here in my rehab, this, that, and the other, and we've decided to sit out 2025. He can always do that if he wants to. So that would be...
Setbacks pave the way for comebacks.
I can't wait till they can see us live on YouTube.
Don't look at me like I'm the one saying it. That is Kevin Stefanski, the head coach of the football team.
When they can see us live on YouTube and see every single face I give you. Oh, my goodness. They could always do that, but we can't sit there and deny that the possibility is there. My question is, what would you do? How would you react if he did play this season? Because I've said it. I mean, you got a fan base that you want to get on your side. You're trying to get to a sunnier future. Playing him ain't going to make the fan base happier. You read something about removing imagery and stuff like that in the stadium and stuff. Like, they want to move on. I think he wants to move on. But the only way they move on is together, at least for this year. And then after this year, we can part our ways and take the big nasty cap hit, and we'll have hopefully either a second-year quarterback that works out in either Shedeur or Dylan. Hope. Or we'll have a rookie QB on a rookie deal, and we'll all move on. Probably not as friends, but we'll all move on.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And so that's the way it's going to work. But you're going to have to get through this year. And if you keep losing quarterbacks, you can always look at it and go, well, damn it, we're paying him for something. If he wants to go, Could always do that.
Yeah, they throw their hands up in the air, right?
But, I mean, honestly, like, the reaction, it ain't going to be a good reaction by the fans.
No.
It's not. I think that they are... I think they're tired of the past, and they're looking forward to the future. And I told you,
well, guys, that's what Shador Sanders. That's why I think there was legitimate organic excitement about Shador.
That's why it was with me. I think Shador has a higher ceiling than Dylan Gabriel. I've had a bunch of people telling me I'm disrespecting Dylan Gabriel. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Dylan Gabriel. But if you and I were picking fantasy teams, I'm picking Shador Sanders before Dylan Gabriel. That's not meant as a disrespect towards him. That's just me being as honest as I possibly can with everybody. It's not a disrespect. I'd pick Shador Sanders as of right now. Maybe we'll find out different on Saturday afternoon. I'd pick him 10 times out of 10 over Dylan Gabriel. And I dare to dream for a moment after the Friday night game that maybe Shador Sanders would be a bailout to this terrible situation that we've dug ourselves into. And if he's not, okay, I will line up and try to get excited about the next guy. And it doesn't mean if Shador Sanders is healthy in a couple of weeks or not healthy in a couple of weeks or whatever. Yeah, man, I still got to do my job. I still got to watch Cade Klubnik against my will. I still got to watch Lenore Sellers, who I get excited by. I still got to watch Drew Aller, which I told you before. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to have to come home and deal with that pressure. We'll find out more when they take on Ohio State. And I think they got Oregon on the schedule, if I'm not mistaken, over there at Penn State. So they got some big games coming up and some high expectations. And Garrett Nussmeier as well. Arch Manning probably not, but yeah, obviously he plays at Texas, and I'm going to be watching a lot of Texas this year. But I'm still going to do that. But at the same time, I'm hoping that I can take all my notes and rip them up at some point this year if Shador, because I think he has a higher ceiling, or Dylan Gabriel were to play well. Or Kenny Pickett, for that matter, just so his aunt doesn't cuss me out on social media.
Okay,
what would your reaction be? What would you react by? Because I'd be like, hey, you know what? I'm curious. I'm still, and I'm not even saying I'm car crash curious. I'm curious of like, all right, what can they do with him? Do we see anything good?
With Deshaun, I am always going to be curious because we have almost no examples of a quarterback playing over a 4 to 5 year top five level at quarterback and then losing it, not just losing it a little bit or because of an injury or whatever, losing all of it.
But there's plenty of reasons
behind
that. Looking
like the same guy.
There's plenty of reasons behind that that you and I thought were balderdash when they first got him. Because I'm going, man, there's... To lose it like that, I mean, there were Tiger Woods comparisons, but, yeah. You know, Tiger Woods still came back and won a Masters after that, for crying out loud.
Yes, he did. Looked like he had
He looked like a high school quarterback out
there. Looked like the worst quarterback in football. And I've just never seen anything resembling that. And part of me just has a curiosity because he's never really talked about it. I mean, Quincy Avery, his quarterback coach, did finally say, it's part of that podcast with Bomani Jones, he's like, he developed some bad habits. Some footwork stuff got away from him that, you know, hadn't been there in the past. And it's like, man, what isn't a coaching staff supposed to help with some of that? Now, they'll argue that mechanics, that's actually not something that you see a lot of in the NFL. Like, they have their coaches for that, especially quarterbacks have their personal coaches for that stuff. That was something Avery said that I thought was really interesting. He said, you'd be surprised how little time actual NFL teams work on skill development.
Great point.
He said you see it with like corners. They work on it a bunch. You see it with wide receivers, but you don't necessarily see it with quarterbacks. I found that to be interesting because NBA, if you ever get to an NBA game and you have like a press credential and you can get there 3 hours early, you see skill development with the guys that don't play. It's nonstop skill development, and it's every day. And those guys, you can tell the guys that want to work hard because they are working on individual skill development constantly. To hear that NFL teams don't really do a lot of that because they just don't have the time, they don't have the wherewithal, they got to get guys ready for games, that was a stunner to me because we always talk about skill development. Like, hey, maybe a guy will get better, and you have coaches saying, no, they actually don't have the time.
They don't have, it used to be 6 preseason games, months of training camp. They don't have that time now. It's been negotiated out. And so now you gotta get moving. That's why I get so nervous about this injury because I'm nervous about today with Dylan Gabriel. I'm not nervous, but gosh, I don't want to have to deal with another injury because I want to see what he can do on Saturday. I want them to be right. God, I want them to be right. So I hope to get a chance to see him on Saturday, and hopefully he'll play well on Saturday. But I want both those young guys to at least get some sort of a whack at it, because I know I don't want to go back to Deshaun Watson land and have any of that started all up again and people calling in saying they're done with the Browns and all the other stuff there. Shore's way more fun. I mean, I know the people have had some crazy knockdown, drag-out arguments. Shore's 1,000 times more fun than anything that we've really had a chance to, other than the playoff run with Joe, outside of that, which was a blast. Anything else over the last 3 years? No. Shador is 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 times more fun than any of the other stuff.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.